This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's lots to discuss, folks. Great news. 2.5 million jobs created where 10 million were expected to be lost. Unemployment drops from 14.7 down to 13.3. Black folks back to work in massive numbers, as are women and Latinos and others. Many people going back to work. The jobs that are being created, great jobs, not chumpy jobs. Good news. Good news to be discussed in your 401k, your stock markets. The economy is kicking back, and I talked about it in depth the other day. The economic numbers look good. Great news for us. What should be great news is the celebration of law enforcement reacting quickly to the death of George Floyd, but instead we have these dividers. And before I was asked to write an op-ed for the New York Times, And I was asked, Kevin, what would be the subject? And I'm going to talk about that in a bit. But before I get to that, I want to talk about some other lives. I want to talk about the 24 people who were killed over the weekend. And they say a total of 61 wounded. So 80-something people shot in one location. You want to guess where? Huh? Holy mother of Lori Lightfoot. Would it surprise you to know that Chicago, those were the numbers, the most violent weekend of the year? I love how they put this, so far. Now, Memorial Day was a horrible weekend for Chicago. They had a lot of people killed. I think it was 16 people got killed on Memorial Day weekend. And now we don't even get the extra day. We don't even have a Monday. And 24 people were killed. 61 were wounded by gun violence in Chicago. The worst weekend of the year. Here it comes again, folks. So far. They can't even tell you that this will be the worst. You would think that those kind of numbers, you would be going, whoa. We hope we never break that record. They got to go, well, no, we can't say that. Widespread protests, rioting, and looting throughout the city in the wake of a shooting in, oh, Chicago? No, in Minneapolis. People acting out. More than half of the weekend's victims, they write, were shot on Sunday as the city reeled from violent protests. So in other words, hey, George Floyd, got killed by a cop. Let's go shoot some other Negroes. Because that makes sense, right? Let me tell you what this does. Let me tell you why I'm telling you about it. Because I want you afraid. I want Democrat cities so well known in terms of how they're run that eventually people finally go, you know what we don't need in a Democratic city? Democrats. We need to get rid of them. No more voting for Democrats. The only people we want are law and order. I already talked to you about this in the previous hour. The nation is scared. They're not scared of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is bringing prosperity, jobs, everything I just talked about. Donald Trump brings sanity. But you know what leftists bring? They bring chaos and unknown, and that scares the heck out of Americans. Chicago the Police Department Superintendent David Brown said Monday of the total fatal shootings over the weekend, 17 homicides on Sunday alone. This is on the day the Lord made, people. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed 15 for Sunday, with another 3 at unknown locations. This week, the weekend's toll surpasses the tally from the same weekend in 2019 when 52 people were wounded and 8 were fatally shot. They keep statistics year to year like a company keeps its finances. Like they say, well, our sales last year in this quarter were this or that. They keep statistics to know this quarter we have more murders, as if they're trading it on the stock exchange. Which they kind of are. Why do I bring this up? I bring this up because what I'm telling you is, if black lives matter, somebody needs to tell black people. The idea that these frauds can go out here and talk about black lives matter. Black lives matter only under certain circumstances. If a white cop kills a black man, then it matters. Because it doesn't matter anytime else. Doesn't matter when black folks are killing black folks. In fact, you are racist to bring it up. And they will tell you that to your face. They tried to explain this to me. Kevin, man, why you always got to bring up black-on-black crime when we're talking about Black Lives Matter, man, and a cop killing a black man? I go, because I don't make a distinction. See, I don't make a distinction between who killed the black man. If you love the black man, why don't you get upset about one guy killing a black man versus a cop killing a black man? What is it? What is the distinction? Somebody, you explain that one to me. See, because I get it. I'm consistent. You can set your watch by me. I don't know what to think with you. I gotta wait. Man kills child. Oh, for me? It's a tragedy. Immediately. But for you, you gotta wait. You gotta hear the colors. White man kills black child. Then it matters, right? You get what I'm saying? I know you guys get what I'm saying. It's pathetic to watch these clowns. Hey, there was some good news. They found the guy that shot Officer Dorn, the former police officer Dorn in St. Louis, the black dude who was killed during the riots. They found him. They gave out a reward for $57,000, and that was enough of a price tag for somebody to blame, to figure out, okay, I'll tell you, I will signify, as we say, I will tell you who did it. And yeah, it was Ray Ray, it was Pookie, it was a brother. And that's why the media ain't gonna say a word about it. A black dude killed an ex-cop, and you're not gonna hear a word about it. The media doesn't care about that narrative. A black man got killed in St. Louis. Woo! Oh, where are the riots? Where is the... No justice, no... Wait a minute. It was a brother who was protesting for George Floyd who shot a black cop, a former black cop. No problem there. Yeah, nothing to report, nothing to see here, huh, media? See, I'm not going to let them get away with this. Never. When we get back, I want to talk about this op-ed I was asked to write. Well, it was alluded. I'm not saying I was going to write it, but a friend of mine asked me, would I write one? And here, I'm going to tell you what I told him. I'll give you what I would have written.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So this friend of mine, very influential friend, says, Kevin, if you were going to write an op-ed for the New York Times, what would you want to write about? And so I said, well, here, and I, instead of just answering, I actually wrote a little piece, and it's about, it covers some of the things that we've talked about on the program over the last few days, but I want to show you what I want to read what I wrote and expound on it. And then I want to get into some of these people for the rest of the hour. I'm going to get into some of these people killed by blacks. I'm sorry, unarmed blacks killed by cops. I want to give you the resolution, the amount of money that was paid, et cetera, and you can draw your own conclusions. So here's what I wrote. While America is undoubtedly shifted away from its spiritual and godly following to a secular world, one has to wonder, what would Jesus do? And I mentioned that we move from one atrocity to another quickly. And I said, consider the days before the death of George Floyd, practically the entire country was on lockdown over a virus. However, due to Floyd's death, 1,200 public health experts signed an open letter asserting that Black Lives Matter gatherings should be encouraged because white supremacy is a bigger health threat than COVID-19. These are the same experts who likely convinced Americans of the lethality of COVID-19 that never panned out. Now, while COVID-19 disappears into the woodwork, our country burns, our churches are desecrated, the message appears to be you can vandalize churches, but you can't go to church. Criminals loot stores with immunity, but the government demands law-abiding citizens to close their stores under lockdowns or curfews or face fines or, ironically, jail. Sadly, purported leaders condone these actions as they showcase abject hypocrisy. The tragic death of George Floyd has the potential to galvanize America. Hardly a person disagreed with the heinous nature of his death. Still, profit seekers demonize America. Many in this country remain confused, asking themselves, how can we possibly be back on the roller coaster of racial injustice? Jesus, too, would see these ironies. But don't fool yourself, because even those who call for racial justice see the ironies. Where are the leaders commending the nation for the overwhelming rejection of the treatment of Floyd? Did former President Barack Obama congratulate President Trump and the Department of Justice on their swift action in this matter? Again, while the nation's mindset goes in lockstep for social justice in this case, the detractors plot to divide us. No longer do Americans unite to solve problems, perceived or otherwise, and the search for truth has been replaced by the right to lie. Sure, Black Lives Matter, a statement encompassed in All Lives Matter. Yet we live in a time when proclaiming a God-given and constitutionally recognized right to all, a right to life for all, is considered racist. So far, 17 people have been killed in the chaos surrounding George Floyd's death, but there will be no marches for them. In 2016, 64 police officers lost their lives, killed by criminals they pursued. I defy the average American to name just one. God cares about all life. He created America, a country that has overcome man's atrocity to man more than any other country on earth. And so it was with George Floyd. America practiced the lessons learned in the death of others, like Greg Gunn, killed on February 28th of 2016. That officer was charged with murder. What of the case of Paul O'Neill, killed on July 28th of 2016? Those officers were both eventually fired. And there were other officers that have been found guilty and punished, yet those outcomes go uncelebrated by those who wish to divide. Rather, did the knee-jerk reactions replace the search for truth? So that's what I would have written. I got a couple of mistakes in there, but that's essentially it. So now we've got governors who want to appoint racial czars. New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham announced last week that she would form a council for racial justice composed of black leaders headed up by a racial justice czar. Yeah, she described these embedded injustices in her press release. The peaceful protesters across the country are shining a light into the dark heart of the nation's history. They are speaking out the hard truths known implicitly by communities of color for generations. They give voice to those who can no longer speak, whose lives were taken from either directly or indirectly by the systematic racism and injustice baked into our nation. A lie is being sold to you, white people. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. A lie is being sold to you. And I hope I have trained you well enough that you will not go for the lie. Wow. Baked into our systems. Let me tell you, Let me back up a little bit and tell you. Oh, there are some injustices baked into our system, but it ain't you. It's the very people who claim that they want to fix these so-called injustices. These are the ones. The governor also described institutional racism as a cancer untreated and slavery as an original sin. She also called it a disgusting truth. I don't know who they don't know who's going to fund this council. When you want to know why colleges and universities have created all of these social justice degrees, you got your answer. They got a place to put them. They train these kids to be militants. You do see these social injustices going on here, right? Well, we got the people that can fix it. People that have been trained in how to recognize it. Oh, I know, you don't see it. You know what's funny? The Democrats claim to never see their own institutional and societal cancers and injustices. They don't see them. Give me your problem. I will give you a whole plethora of Democrats that are compounding a problem, and there will not be a conservative or a Republican anywhere near it. You could, it's like dropping nuclear bombs, and we conservatives can walk right through it. I mean, we could literally go in the epicenter, and we come out like we're ready to go to the gala. Yeah, we come out looking dry cleaned. But Democrats are imploding. I mean, they get blown up, but they never seem to notice. Never notice. It's insane what's going on in this country that we allow. And let me tell you, more money, they're throwing money at this because for every dollar they throw at it, they get back 20. George Soros is happy to invest $10 million, $20 million in Antifa because he's going to make $250 million or maybe even a cool billion. Here, take it. Now, all these centers for racial justice and all this stuff that's going on, what do you think? That stuff gets funded. We're funding the whole nature of this crap. And we're happy to do it because nobody has the guts to stand up against it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The third and final memorial service is underway for George Floyd in Houston, Texas. Jack Brewer is an ordained minister and former NFL player. He tells Fox News, now is the time when we need to heal as a nation.
Today is the day. This is the moment. I think this is that catalyst. Because everyone who's watching this, everyone who's felt all these emotions, we're all feeling the same thing.
Cristobal is not done yet. The tropical depression will bring heavy rain and possibly flooding to areas of the Midwest. The storm brought heavy rain, fierce wind and flooding when it came on shore Sunday in Louisiana. It's expected to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley, with that rain then spreading into Wisconsin and Michigan on Wednesday. And President Trump set to get back out on the campaign trail and hold rallies. The president will be taking precautions at those rallies, including temperature checks. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden is breaking with Black Lives Matter when it comes to defunding the police. He tells CBS News,
I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness, and in fact are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community.
Biden, the presumptive presidential nominee. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing Democrat leaders at the state and local level for allowing mass protests but not opening places of worship. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says the inconsistency from leaders has been baffling because apparently protests are now permissible, but prayer is still too dangerous.
Politicians do not get to play red light, green light within the First Amendment. The Bill of Rights is not some a la carte menu that leaders may sample as they please.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I believe it was August the 5th of 2018, Randy Moss was going to be enshrined into the NFL Hall of Fame. What an amazing wide receiver that was. I believe he came from Marshall, and he put that little program on the map. Amazing football player. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. But Randy wore a tie, and on that tie he had 13 people, the names of 13 people. And he began with Trayvon Martin. I don't know if it was done in chronological order, but we put him in chronological order, and it began with Trayvon Martin, who died February 26th of 2012 at the hands of George Zimmerman, who, by the way, was not a police officer, but he listed him anyway, because he'd been killed. And Trayvon Martin sort of lit the fuse of this. And I will tell you, this is why you can blame Barack Obama for all the racial strife we currently have. Because he said, if Trayvon would have been my son, if I had a son, that's who he would have been. And he's right, he would have been a thug. So anyway, Randy Moss puts these people on the tie. And I decided I wanted to know who these people were and what their cases were. So the next one, in chronological order, after Trayvon, again, during the time of Barack Obama, all of these deaths occurred during the time of Barack Obama. Another irony. The next one was the one that not only the Trayvon lit the fuse, if you want to call it that, but Michael Brown exploded it. He was the dynamite inside of it. And he died August 9th of 2014. And the officer, of course, was not charged, but the family did get a settlement. Millions of dollars, but we don't know the details because they wouldn't publish it. So here's what I want you to know about that particular case. Michael Brown, who was proven to have tried to kill Officer Darren Wilson, he dies in the act, and his family gets a settlement. Shrines are built to this thug. And his mother is ran for office. I don't know if she won. She actually has a political career, and she was touted by the Obamas. I believe came to various things, State of the Union, maybe even spoke at the UN. This is what the mother of a thug was allowed to do. And if you dig deeper into their family history, she was not a stellar mother. And his stepfather, who was very vocal about all of it, because he wanted to get part of that booty, part of that money, He didn't really have a relationship with Michael Brown Jr. There you go. Oh, boy. Anyway, he was not charged, Officer Darren Wilson, rightfully so. Then the next one was November the 22nd, 2014. Happened in Cleveland. Kid named Tamir Rice. Tamir Rice got shot by a police officer because they mistook his toy gun for a weapon. They didn't charge the cops. His family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the officers and the city of Cleveland, and I believe a payout was made. I don't have the details yet. The next one was November the 20th of 2014. Akai Gurley, 28, shot and killed by a police officer while walking in a dimly lit New York City police housing stairwell with his girlfriend. He was unarmed, pronounced dead at the hospital. The officer was charged with second-degree manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and two counts of official misconduct. He actually screwed up. This officer, a rookie, Peter Lang, a Chinese guy. I don't know what the award was, but I can guarantee you Akai Gurley deserved it. Next one. Well, actually, before that was Eric Garner. Eric Garner was killed when he was put in a chokehold by an officer. He was selling these loose cigarettes, and this is where we get the phrase, "I can't breathe." Officer who put Garner in the chokehold, Daniel Pantaleo, was not charged. Next one was Freddie Gray. April 19th of 2015. Spinal cord injury. You know, he got battered around in the van, supposedly. Officers placed on leave. Eventually, they were all prosecuted in one form or another. I think they most of them got off. And I don't know the details, but Freddie Gray got $7.2 million, his family did. Next was Walter Scott, April 4th. Actually, this was before Freddie Gray, but April the 4th of 2015. Walter Scott was shot by police while he was running away from a traffic stop from a broken taillight. Officer Michael Slager claimed that Scott had taken his stun gun. But as it turned out, they had video, and Scott's running away, and Slager fires and shoots the guy as he's running away. He got charged with murder. I don't know what the award was for Walter Scott, but the officer was charged with murder. The next one was Brendan Glenn, May 5th of 2015. He was shot by a black officer, a guy by the name of Clifford Proctor, who has since resigned from the department. And he says Glenn was going for his partner's gun during a struggle just off the Venice boardwalk, if you know that area of California. He wasn't charged, but he quit the force. Next one, Sandra Bland, July 13th of 2015. She was pulled over for a traffic violation, got arrested, and her death was ruled a suicide in the cell. I don't know whether she. I mean, there's no other details around that one, so really tough to say. The next one happened February the 25th of 2016, the shooting of Greg Gunn occurred in Montgomery, Alabama. He's a 58-year-old black guy shot and killed near his home by Aaron Cody Smith, the white police officer. Smith was charged with murder, sentenced to 14 years in prison for manslaughter. That happened January of this year. They wouldn't release the terms of the settlement. Unquestionably, Greg Gunn was not doing anything and did not deserve to be shot. Officer, charged with murder, sentenced to 14 years. Family, got some money. Next one was February the 29th of 2016. Guy by the name of Akil Dinkins. 24-year-old kid. And what happened was the guy pulls him over and they said Dinkins was he went for the for Twitty's gun. The officer's name was Twitty. Went for his gun, and a struggle ensued, and he got himself shot. So that was Akil Dinkins. Alton Sterling, Federal prosecutors announced they weren't going to seek the charges against the two officers that killed him. He was shot to death. The officers pinned him to the pavement outside a convenience store. And they had videotape of this. Black guy called the cops, said, this guy is menacing me to buy stuff from him. You know, he's menacing people as they went into the store. The cops show up. They tell him, you know, put your weapon down, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know the rest of the story. Here's an interesting aside about Alton Sterling that you probably never heard. But he was a registered sex offender. Convictions for weapons offenses, confrontations with police officers, property crimes, domestic violence, and other batteries. But you know what? What we've learned about the social justice movement when it comes to cops killing, quote, unarmed black men, and for the record, Alton Sterling was armed. He was armed. So the idea that he wasn't armed, he shouldn't even be on this list. So there you go. Anyway, don't know what happened on that one the officers weren't fired, and I think they're still looking into it, and I don't know if they made an award. I have one of my researchers finding that out. Next one, July 28th of 2016, was Paul O'Neill. Shot in the back several times after leading police on a chase in a stolen vehicle through the South Shore neighborhood. Footage from police body and dashboard cameras later showed officers slapping and shaking each other's hands while following the shooting. Hands following the shooting, rather. And that's what got these guys fired. They were exonerated. Originally, they got fired because they were congratulating themselves on a job well done. Getting a guy, you got to see the scene when he was going through these neighborhoods. He could have killed anybody. When they finally catch up with him, I don't know whether he deserved to be shot. That's for you to make a decision on. But he had supposedly fired at them, and they killed him. And then they were shaking their hand, going, way to go, guy. You know, thanks for saving my life. I'm glad you were here, whatever. And that was the evidence that got them fired. Anyway. So that's the list. It's Randy Moss's list of people who were accosted by police. And I think in three of those instances, maybe four of the 13, and really only 12 of them involved police, three to four of those, the police were either charged with murder or manslaughter or whatever. In a couple of instances, the person was armed, so it was not an unarmed situation. In the majority of the instances, the people were not obeying the officer. They were fleeing. In a lot of the instances, they got paid off. In other words, if there was a wrongful death, they were compensated. But there's more to it when we get back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I read off the list of the 13 people that or we did went into depth on the 13 people that won Randy Moss's tie that he wore on April the 5th of 2018 for his Hall of Fame ceremony. And there were four names that are on that list that didn't make other lists, and I found it interesting. And here are the names. Greg Gunn, Paul O'Neill, Sandra Bland, and Akil Dinkins. On other lists, when you look at, you know, officers killed unarmed black person, whatever, those didn't make the list. So I just want to go over them real quickly. So Paul O'Neill, they showed he had stolen, you know, a car, et cetera, et cetera, and it led to a police chase. He shot at the cops and got himself killed. He's not on other list. Greg Gunn, I believe they settled Greg's case. The officer was charged with murder. Sandra Bland, we still don't know enough about, so I can't speak to that one. And Akil Dinkins was, the police officer didn't face any charges. And they said Dinkins had grabbed the officer's gun during a struggle. So I just want to be clear that that other publications, other people looking into this death of black folks, they didn't see those. They didn't put those on there. But there are other cases. So I just want to give you a few of the others. On April the 30th of 2014, this did not make Randy's tie. Dontre Hamilton, fatally shot 14 times by a police officer in Milwaukee Park. Officer was responding to a call from employees at a nearby Starbucks alleging that Hamilton, who had been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, was disturbing the peace. They said the officers who arrived first determined that Hamilton wasn't doing anything illegal. Officer Christopher Manny showed up later, and he engaged in a struggle with this guy, Dontre Hamilton, that led to the shooting. The officer was not charged. Now, again, the guy had schizophrenia, and people said, this guy's gone crazy here. And he comes, and the guy gets killed. The next is August the 5th of 2014, John Crawford III, killed by police at a Walmart. No confrontation. And here's what I will tell you. This one definitely is one that needs to be reviewed. The officer hasn't been in charge. There were two officers, Sean Williams and David Darkar. But he had a BB gun, and he had it in the store. And they said that he was pointing the BB gun at people and trying to load it. And by the time the police showed up, he was told to drop the BB gun. He didn't, and he got shot. They have footage of it. I don't know what the detail, you know, how grainy, but look for it. Look at it for yourself, and you can make that determination. But he didn't make Randy's tie. He was awarded, his family, his estate was awarded $1.7 million. Ezell Ford, August 11, 2014, 25-year-old mentally ill man shot three times, including once in the back. They said he was unarmed. It's on investigative hold. A mentally ill man shot. It happened in St. Louis right after Michael Brown, death by police. Guy decided he was going to go at the cops. This may very well be him. I don't know. Dante Parker, August 12, 2014. He was a father of five. He got repeatedly tased, and they say that's what killed him. He didn't get shot. He got tased to death. Tanisha Anderson, November the 13th of 2014. Again, they said she got her head slammed into the pavement. Apparently, she fell back or something, but they said she had bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. That's how she got killed. I don't know who called, but somebody called the officer. They didn't go and say, hey, let's go find Tanisha and give her a hassle. There's a guy named Romain Brisbane, December the 2nd of 2014, shot and killed in Phoenix. They said they mistook a pill bottle for a weapon. No charges filed by that officer. Eric Harris, April the 2nd of 2015. I don't have any details on him yet. William Chapman the 2nd. Officer Stephen Rankin was sentenced last October to 2.5 years in prison following his shooting. Unarmed, 18-year-old, willfully and deliberately with premeditation. They say he killed him. And one of the people said no. Rankin's knocked away his stun gun. He had knocked away Rankin's stun gun. So William Chapman, the guy, the deceased, knocked away the cop's stun gun, so he shot him. But anyway, the officer got fired. Next is Sam Dubose, July 19th of 2015. It was a University of Cincinnati police officer who shot Sam DeBose during a traffic stop. But the case got dismissed. Nevertheless, the university settled with DeBose and his 13 children for $5.3 million. Then there was Jeremy McDoyle. He was killed September the 23rd of 2015, sitting in a wheelchair when he was shot. But people, there was a 911 call saying there's a guy with a gun, and they showed police officers, this was a cell phone footage, repeatedly telling McDoyle to drop his weapon and raise his head, hands. But he reached for his waist area, and they started shooting him. But it was described as cops shoot black man in a wheelchair. I'm telling you. Here's what was interesting about this story. There's an interesting aside here. Subsequent to the shooting, Phyllis McDoyle, the mother of Jeremy, allegedly assaulted the woman she believed who made the 911 call that led to the death of her son. So she got arrested on charges and was released on bail. Yes, snitches do get stitches, don't they? And what about Jamar Clark? One of my favorite stories. Shot by Minneapolis Police Department, by the Minneapolis Police at 12:45 a.m. on November the 15th, outside of an apartment. And I don't no need to tell you about the details. Witnesses said Clark was in handcuffs and unarmed at the time of his shooting. But that was a lie. Let me tell you what happened in that story. Jamar Clark had beaten the crap out of his significant other who had a restraining order against him. So they were no longer together. He goes, defies the order, beats the crap out of her. Paramedics show up to give her help, and this guy is not allowing them to help her. They call the police. The police show up. He becomes belligerent, Jamar Clark this is, and fights the police and goes for the weapon of one of the police officers whereby they shoot him. And you know what? Protest. Immediately. Social media. Cops shoots unarmed black man. Yeah, but they didn't tell you what the details were, right? Anyway, crazy stuff. So here's what Jamar Clark's rap sheet was, just because, and by the way, we're going to give you the rap, when we publish this article, we're going to give you the rap sheet for everybody, but he was convicted of first-degree aggravated robbery, for which he spent 41 months in prison. In April of that year, 2010, he got a second felony for terroristic threats. That's why he had been ordered to stay away from the woman that he had beaten, which is the reason why the paramedics showed up. And the reason why he was beating on the paramedics, because they were giving her aid, which is the reason why they called the police, who came to deliver, you know, to actually do something about this. Philando Castile got shot July 6th of 2016. I told you guys, I talked about this story earlier. He got a $3 million settlement, his estate did, and his girlfriend got $800,000. This guy had a rightful weapon in his car. He reported, when the cop stopped him, he says, "I need to tell you I have a weapon. Let me get it." And the cop says, "Don't reach for it." He says, no, I have a conceal and carry. Let me get it." And the cop, you can listen to the video, the cop multiple times tells him, "Do not do it," and he shoots him. But he wasn't a bad guy. He had misdemeanor traffic incidents. He had a bunch of them, but that was the only thing he had. And finally, not finally because it's the end of them, because there are some others, but there's Terry Crutcher. You remember the white police officer, they had an overhead cam of her, and Terrence Crutcher was shot with his SUV in the middle of the road because the officer is telling them to get out or whatever. You can't really hear, but you can see it all developing. And that happened on September the 16th of 2016. She says, Crutcher didn't obey her commands and appeared to reach inside the vehicle. So those are the ones, they didn't even make Randy's tie. They all fit the narrative of what he's talking about. But what I want to give people is, here is the action. Here's what actually happened. Some of it's still controversial. You can dig in for yourselves. Here's where people got settlements. See, you hear this, no justice, no peace. There is justice. Not in all cases. Sometimes it's being adjudicated. Let me ask you, are you aware that 20 white people, unarmed white people, were killed in 2019? Name one of them. Nobody knows them. That's twice the number of unarmed blacks killed in 2014, and you can't name one of them. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.